From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A man who hijacked an Egyptian passenger jet and forced it to land in Cyprus has been arrested, and Cypriot authorities say all passengers and crew are safe. Edward Uranian reports.
The final captives on board the hijacked Egypt airplane were seen exiting the aircraft on the tarmac of Larnaca Airport after a tense standoff inside the plane. Cypriot authorities insist terrorism is not the cause of the Tuesday incident. Cypriot media reported the hijacker, identified as Seyfeddin Mustafa, wanted to speak to his former wife, who lives in Cyprus. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Authorities in Pakistan have detained more than 200 suspected Islamist militants. The arrests come in a major crackdown following the deadly Easter suicide bombing in Lahore. The attack at a crowded public park targeted Christians, a breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban, claimed responsibility. The United States has ordered military families to leave parts of Turkey. The Pentagon and the State Department said they decided dependents not assigned to chief of mission authority should leave Incirlik Air Base, Izmir, and Mula. Due to continued security concerns in the region, U.S. officials say the evacuation is not permanent. Niger opposition leader Hama Amadou has been granted bail 5 months after being detained on baby trafficking charges. Amadou says the charges are politically motivated. Last week, he lost a presidential runoff election to President Mahamadou Issoufou. The opposition party boycotted that election. Mr. Issoufou is set to be sworn in for his second five-year term on Saturday. This is VOA News. Belgian authorities say the number of people killed in last week's attacks in Brussels has been revised down to 32, excluding the three suicide bombers. They say all of the victims from Tuesday's bombings have been identified. They include 17 Belgians and 15 foreigners. At least 90 people remain hospitalized, more than 40 of them in intensive care. A new U.S. political survey shows Republican voters continue to favor businessman Donald Trump for the party's presidential nomination by a wide margin over his two remaining challengers. The NBC News Survey Monkey poll released Tuesday showed that Trump, with 48% support among Republicans, well ahead of Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who has 27%, and Ohio Governor John Kasich, with 18%. The poll shows the Democratic contest between former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has narrowed. It has Clinton ahead of Sanders by a 49-43% margin among Democratic voters, her narrowest edge since the tracking poll was started in late December. The next contest in the state-by-state nominating process is April 5th in the Midwestern state of Wisconsin. At an award ceremony for the Toner Prize for Excellence in Political Reporting Monday night, President Barack Obama urged journalists to dig deeper and demand more. Mr. Obama said the top question he gets when talking to world leaders is what is happening with U.S. politics. He said the presidential campaign has brought divisive and often vulgar rhetoric that corrodes democracy and society. The World Health Organization announced Tuesday that the Ebola outbreak in West Africa no longer qualifies as an extraordinary event. While the disease is no longer thought to be a public health threat, officials with the WHO are still urging those countries that were affected to be vigilant. The WHO acknowledged that a small number of new clusters of Ebola cases are still occurring in Guinea, but Sierra Leone and Liberia have not experienced any new cases in months. The United Nations Refugee Agency says war and a shortage of food are driving tens of thousands of South Sudanese to flee their country into Sudan. The UN says 2.3 million people in South Sudan have been forced to flee their homes since civil war erupted in December 2013. Ukraine's parliament has accepted the resignation of the nation's general prosecutor, who had been criticized for not doing enough to tackle corruption. The move comes a day after several hundred protesters rallied outside the parliament building calling for Viktor Shokin to step down. President Poroshenko asked Shokin, who was close to one of his allies, to quit. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
World News from VOA.